Welcome to The Juice Today, an audio edition of The Juice that lets educators and parents stay informed about what their students are reading.
Welcome, everyone. Today, we're diving into some of the recent stories from The Juice. We thought it would be helpful for parents and teachers to get a quick overview of what their kids are learning about. A good place to start is with something that happened up in Ontario. Seems like a woman named Sonja Kroeski. She found these two really unique pieces of art at a discount store. You know, they were pretty striking sculptures made from different materials, and she got them for a steal.
And this is where it gets really interesting. She decides to use, you know, Google Lens to find out more about them. Turns out they were created by an artist in Nova Scotia, Sydney Blum. These pieces were actually worth a lot of money and had been lost in the mail on their way to a gallery. So Ms. Kroeski reached out to Ms. Blum to return them.
Wow. I bet Ms. Blum was pretty surprised.
Oh, she was thrilled. Apparently, she even sent Ms. Kroeski a collage as a thank you.
It's a nice reminder that doing the right thing, even when it takes extra effort, can make a real difference. Something worth talking about with the kids, don't you think?
Absolutely. Now, shifting gears a bit, there's a pretty big international news story that you might have seen. Former Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte was recently arrested.
Right, in Manila.
Yeah.
And then he was flown to Europe.
Yeah, to face charges at the International Criminal Court in The Hague. Huh? Crimes against humanity, they're calling it. This all stems from his war on drugs while he was president between 2016 and 2022.
Thousands of Filipinos were reportedly killed during that crackdown.
The official count from the government is somewhere around 6,000, but human rights groups say the number could be much, much higher. A UN report even suggested that there was basically a permission to kill atmosphere back then.
It certainly stirred up a lot of reaction in the Philippines. Duterte's own daughter, who is currently the vice president, has been critical of the arrest. But President Marcos has defended it, saying it's completely legal because the Philippines is a member of Interpol.
And this isn't the first time Duterte has been linked to these kinds of things. Remember back when he was mayor of Davao, he actually admitted to having a death squad.
A very complicated situation, to say the least. Raises a lot of questions about the power and accountability of political leaders, especially when it comes to international law. Definitely something worth discussing with students.
Speaking of thought-provoking topics, The Juice recently featured a quote by Isaac Newton. If I have seen further than others, it is by standing upon the shoulders of giants.
Isaac Newton, for those who might not remember, was an English scientist, mathematician, and all-around brilliant guy back in the 17th and 18th centuries. He made some huge contributions to our understanding of the world.
Yeah, I mean, his laws of motion, the theory of universal gravitation, totally groundbreaking stuff. And he also helped to develop calculus, which is kind of a big deal in math and science even today.
That quote of his really gets you thinking, though, about how we build on the work of those who came before us.
Right, like who are the giants in different fields whose discoveries and ideas have paved the way for everything we know now? That's something you could explore with students.
Now, from scientific giants to, well, an actual giant, there's this massive iceberg called A23A, and it's been making its way toward South Georgia Island in the South Atlantic.
It's huge, like the size of Rhode Island. And it just ran aground not too far from the island, about 45 miles offshore.
You'd think an iceberg that big would only cause problems, right?
Well, yeah, long term it could. But in the short term, there might actually be some benefits. As it melts, it's releasing nutrients into the water, which could actually be good for the local ecosystem, especially for the penguins and seals that live there.
But if it breaks apart, those smaller pieces could drift closer to the island and disrupt wildlife and shipping routes.
Absolutely a concern. And you know, this iceberg has been around for a while. It broke off from an Antarctic ice shelf way back in 1986.
And it was grounded for like 30 years before it started moving again.
Crazy, right? There was even a Soviet research station on it when it first calved. Imagine that, your whole research base floating away on an iceberg.
The photos are pretty incredible. People describe it as this towering wall of ice just stretching across the horizon. This story really highlights how nature can be both beautiful and powerful.
And unpredictable, too. You never know what impact it might have. Now let's switch gears again and talk about technology. A recent survey by AAA looked at how comfortable Americans are with the idea of driverless cars.
It seems like there's still a lot of hesitation out there. Only 13% of the people they surveyed said they'd trust a driverless car to get them around safely. And more than 60% were either unsure or downright afraid of them.
Which is interesting because self-driving technology has come a long way, but public perception hasn't quite caught up. There was a little uptick in trust compared to last year, but overall, skepticism has been pretty consistent for the past 3 years.
And a lot of people still prefer having those safety features in their own cars, you know, the ones they drive themselves.
It makes you think about what it'll take for people to fully embrace this kind of technology. What are the benefits and the risks? And how do we build trust in something so new and different?
Now, before we wrap up, let's talk about something that might be a little closer to home for some folks. The stock market. You might have noticed things have been a bit shaky lately.
Yeah, the Dow Jones and the NASDAQ both took a pretty big tumble recently.
Part of that seems to be tied to the trade war stuff going on between the U.S. and Canada, specifically those tariffs on aluminum and steel. And then, of course, Canada's response to that.
Right. And then you add in all the other economic uncertainty out there right now, plus what's happening globally.
Yeah.
All of that makes investors pretty nervous.
The economists have been saying that these kinds of political decisions and international events can really mess with the markets.
Absolutely. It creates volatility and uncertainty, which can make people pull back from investing. And even though there are different opinions about what's causing all of this, the bottom line is it affects everyone.
It's a good example of how what happens on the world stage can trickle down and have a direct impact on our lives. Something to keep in mind. Well, that was a whirlwind tour of some of the topics The Juice has been covering lately.
We hope this has been helpful for parents and teachers who want to stay informed about what their kids are learning.
And maybe it's even sparked some ideas for conversations you can have with them. After all, in a world where information is constantly coming at us, it's important to figure out what matters and how to make sense of it all.
Exactly.
That's all for this deep dive. Until next time.
Thanks for listening to this overview of The Juice Today. Students read these stories at their own reading levels to improve their comprehension, vocabulary, critical thinking, and more. Learn more at thejuicelearning.com.